works in leather work, beautiful leather. Tommy's going to stay with us. He's taught Tommy. Tommy braids the whips. Did you braid some of these whips, Tommy? Good. All right. I'm going to turn it over to you now. Our Florida whip crackers, and they are the real McCoy.
Thank you, Jim. We want to show you a little whip popping tonight. Brother Hal Walker has been a friend of mine for a long time, and we're just regular old Florida crackers ourselves. We're from Jacksonville, but my home originally is over here around Deacon's Mill Pond in Union County. That's where I was born and raised. So I'd like now for Brother Walker to show us what we call in the, all of you have seen the rodeo acts, and this is what we call the firecracker in a rodeo whip-popping act. This is a firecracker. Let's give Brother Walker a big hand on that. Now, Tommy here is young in the whip popping, but he's been under the right-hand arm of Brother Walker for a long time. I've helped him out some on this, and Tommy's going to show you some fancy whip popping for just a young cowboy. Okay, Tommy, it's all yours. That's a mighty big whip for a mighty little fella to work with. Yes, Tim. Now, Tommy's going to cut some straws out of Brother Walker's hand. That shows you just how close you can come. This is what we call is whipping the devil. You notice in controlling a whip, you've probably seen in movies where they whip someone with a whip. Well, that's what we call whipping the devil. You pop the whip beyond and it wraps around. Now, Tommy's going to cut a straw out of his own hand. Now, Tommy's going to cut one off the top of his head. You get a lot of eyes put out like this. I don't know what else he's got up his sleeve. He's been practicing on this thing a lot. What you going to do next, Tommy? He's going to cut one out of his own mouth. He's getting mighty close at this. Now you're going to cut one out of Brother Walker's hand, right? Okay, he's going to use Brother Walker for his guinea pig again, and he's going to cut one out of Brother Walker's hand. He's proved to him that he won't hit him because he cut it out of his own hand, see? What else you got for us, Tommy? Okay, he's going to pop the whip different ways. Got a boy for foghorn. I don't believe I'll need that when I get out there.
I'm going to do a little whip popping too, along with Tommy. Cut a straw out of my hand. Show you how close to come with this. I'm gonna try some of Tommy's tricks. Here's cut one out of my hand. Trick to do with a whip. That Tommy is learning this and he's mighty good. This is to pop two whips over your head at the same time without getting them tangled together. It's a good trick if you can do it. Walker is in the leather business, and he's made all these whips that we use. So any of you would like to have some real honest-to-goodness gold whips, see Brother Walker. Now this is a little difficult act here. I'm going to cut a straw from the side. I believe everybody can see this. Now we get a little closer with this, and I'll cut two straws at one time. We'll put one here, and we'll put one here. Now we go a little deeper into this, and I'll show you how to cut three straws at one time. Or try. Let's say try.
I don't want to get too close to it.
Now with Tommy's help, we'll chop a little newspaper. Now, you know, all you boys and girls, whenever you go to the movies, you see all these cowboys riding and shooting and hooping and hollering and everything like that? We're not that kind of cowboys, see? Well, of course, those cowboys, when they kill somebody, they put a notch on his gun. We don't even use guns, see? So whenever I take a finger off, I just put a notch on my whip instead. So, Tommy hasn't lost his fingers yet. I'd like a little help from some of the boys in the audience out here. If you'll help me just a minute, some of the boys. How about some of you Some of you little boys helping me here.
Johnny, where are you? Johnny Wells, where are you?
Yeah.
Why don't you come help me?
Sometimes we knock the teeth out. Sometimes we knock the teeth
good.
Out. Do this. Okay. Okay. Tommy, is that right?
James.
Okay. Okay. Now you hold a straw out here for me. Okay. Hold that off out there. That's right. Yeah.
Don't see that saw striking there? That's just how nervous I am.
Yeah, I believe he's got a.
It looks like to me possibly he's got a chill. I don't know just what's going on then.
Okay.
Stand just a little bit funny back. There you go.
Okay, now, let's see. When I cut a finger off, I put another notch on my whip hand. So let's see how many you got. 70, 18, 19, 20, 4, 25, about 26, some of that. Okay.
Just don't make more than mine.
Okay, now. Watch him close now.
Getting closer. Yeah. That looks too easy. I think I better use a longer whip on that thing, don't you? I better use a longer whip. I'll show you how to control a whip. You can whip somebody and it won't hurt them. I'm gonna wrap this around Tommy.
Very sure that fate put me on the right bus with the right bus driver on the right hour, the right day, aren't you? Let's give them another great big hand. Now, seriously, they will have whips here. All right, now you all calm down out there a minute. All right, boys, so that I can tell the audience why you're hollering. They won the FFA String Band Contest today. And they won the district, and they'll go to the state. And this is our very own White Springs Future Farmers of America String Band.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, boys. And we hope you come home the state winners. Now, we have a special treat. Cousin Cubby Whitehead has brought all the way from Sarasota, which was settled by the Scottish people, the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers, who are going to do two numbers for us, Grant's Reel and the Cumberland Reel. I give you the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers.
I'd like to take just a moment to tell you a little bit about Scottish country dancing. The type of Scottish dancing that you're most used to seeing, that is the Highland fling and sword dances and that sort of thing, are called Highland dances, and they are men's dances for exhibition. The type of dancing you're about to see right now is Scottish country dancing, the type of dancing that the Scots did in the 16 and 1700s purely for the sociable as a sociable dance. This is the sort of dance that they did in the ballrooms. This is not Highland dancing, Scottish country dancing.
Thank you.
Cousin Cubby, would you just step right back up here a minute? Wouldn't you like to introduce the dancers? Would you like to? Even though it's a characteristic of folk is, my name is nothing extra, so that I shall not tell. I think these names bear telling.
This is my wife, Jeannie, and this is Donna Marie Armstrong.
Now, Cubby, I'm going to turn this right over to you. This is the end of the program as such, but before we let them rise and slip away, you want to get a few licks? All right. Are you giving the call?
Let's get there's a lot of callers out here tonight, I know. So let's get one or two up.
All right. We want the callers in the audience, please, to come forward, please. Let's don't be modest now. Come on forward and let's call a dance or two.
We've got some other players.
Yes, we have some other players that can come up and join our delightful little folk band here. I hope you, let's give them a hand. They're from Sarasota too, Bradenton, and we appreciate their being here. All right, now let's come right on. All